This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Bank earnings continue today. Goldman Sachs did quite nicely, thanks. PNC Financial Services and U.S. Bank Corp reported as well, also quite tidy profits. But there, the apparent similarities end, because PNC and U.S. Bank Corp do a whole lot more consumer business than Goldman does. And they both reported setting aside more money, a lot more money, actually, to handle loans that might go bad. We've been telling you about the past couple of days that that's the story on Wall Street right now. Now, why are banks so worried about whether consumers are going to pay them back? Well, because we're in the middle of a pandemic and a recession, right? So maybe a better setup is exactly how big should their worry be? As Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports, big.
At the end of the first quarter of this year, U.S. consumers were a record $14.3 trillion in debt.
There's a lot of debt out there.
Rita McGrath is a professor at Columbia Business School. She points out that $14 trillion in consumer debt, that was before the pandemic hit.
This is a kind of a time bomb that's been coming for a long time.
Now, massive layoffs have left some consumers wondering how they're going to pay the bills. Ian O'Neill lost his job as a technician on the New York set of the CBS series FBI back in March. They were 2 days away from wrapping up episode 19.
And they decided that not only were we not going to finish episode 19, we weren't going to finish the remaining four episodes for the season. And that was it.
O'Neill is the breadwinner for his wife and two kids. They have a balance of about $20,000 on their Discover card, plus a car lease payment, student loan, and a mortgage. O'Neill says so far he's been able to freeze all those payments. They're getting by on his unemployment check. That includes an extra $600 a week, which runs out at the end of this month.
So when those programs start to run out, that's when I get really panicked about what am I supposed to do?
O'Neill says his first priorities will be the mortgage, utilities, and food. The credit card debt, that comes last. Banks know that. G. Scott Clemens, chief investment strategist at Brown Brothers Harriman, says three of the biggest consumer banks have set aside billions in the second quarter to cover loans they might have to write off.
But $30 billion of loan loss reserves for a single quarter tells you that they're anticipating a lot worse to come.
Clemens says crunch time could come as soon as this September, especially if unemployed people don't find new jobs or get any more help from the federal government. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.